This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase and get Quest with you as well. It is good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some drinks for you if you want them. Oh, we got some April Fool's jokes. Yep, it is that time of year. And a little bit of Sonic news as well. But we'll begin with a reminder. The race to World First is ramping back up. Yes, it is. And we'll be covering that again most likely tomorrow. On into the weekend. So, I know Liquid is back up on their stream at the time of recording. And this could be very, very interesting. Just saying. But now we go to all of you Marathon players. Bungie.net did say that, well, they're going after some things in here. So, to help with the security, they do have some dedicated server networking that will help to keep out the invalid client actions that could be rejected without impacting other players' experiences, which could help out the gameplay experiences. And they did introduce the Fog of War system, which does run on the game server with the regions of a map that players do have knowledge of. They also have some client security, which they did invest in some client-side security upgrades, some analytics and detections for the services. Servers are constantly collecting data on what a player is doing. Connection recovery, so that way if you're in the middle of a run and then you lose your network connection, you won't be able to lose your gameplay. A shell will remain in the game, and that could be protected by your crew. Economic security, which you could just fill your vault with weapons and gear and everything else, because the networking and security is an ongoing conversation with the Marathon community. As a part of their commitment, they want to make your experiences in Talos City 4 fun, engaging, and fair. And they did put this in bold, quote, "We are taking a strong stance against cheating, and anyone found to be cheating or developing cheats will be permanently banned from playing Marathon forever. No second chances," end quote. Very interesting itself. And I believe it might be able to be played on the Nintendo Switch 2. I'm not sure on that. But what I do know is that the Nintendo Switch 2 sales in the UK jumped by 154% in March. Mainly because of Pocopia. And that came from a UK video game journalist, Christopher Dring. Because he shared the news about the Nintendo Switch 2 success following the release of the game. He also went on to say that Nintendo accounts for over 50% of all consoles sold in the UK this year. Just keep in mind that March is a 5-week month, where February is a 4-week month. So we'll see what happens, and in the US too. But we need to go over to Sonic, because their 35th anniversary does approach, and according to PushSquare.com, Roger Craig Smith, which is the voice of Sonic in the games, did say that there's more stuff coming. And, well, I'll just say what he said. Quote, "What I know that I can say is that I'm extremely excited to be a part of IGN Live. It is a cool event, and I cannot wait to get out there and be part of the energy that is in the room and get to participate in whatever way they want us to participate." Further quote, "It's going to be a very fun event. I wish I could give more details on what kind of thing, but I think that's for IGN to spill the beans on. And I will play it safe and just go, I'm excited. I can't wait to be in Los Angeles to be a part of this massive, massive event. It's the worst thing about my job. I would violate all the NDAs. There's exciting stuff coming down the pike, and I am stoked for the 35th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. There couldn't be a better time to be a part of something like that. I'm so tight-lipped, but expressing my intrigue, my excitement." We'll leave it there. So what's going to happen? What's going to be the announcement? Oh, we'll keep our eyes on it. Yes, we will. But we do have some bad news. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, a popular PlayStation 4 and 5 game is shutting down after 10 years, and that is Rec Room. It is a free multiplayer social hub where players from all over the world got to play together. But why did it close? Well, Rec Room did reach over 150 million players worldwide, but despite the popularity, it could not make any money. The studio made a post about this. Quote, "We never quite figured out how to make Rec Room a substantially profitable business. Our costs always ended up overwhelmingly the revenue we bought in. We spent a long time to find a way to make the numbers work. But the recent shift in the VR market, along with the broader headwinds in gaming, the path to profitability has gotten tough enough that we've made this the difficult decision to shut things down," end quote. Randy, I screwed that up a little bit, but still. The Rec Room will close its doors on June 1st at noon Pacific time. The game does not have any trophies and it will not be playable after the date. New accounts cannot be created as of today, and the existing Rec Room Plus members will be extended until the aforementioned closure date. So that game is going away. But these jokes need to go away too. PC Games N did say that PUBG is introducing a classic game mode for April Fool's Day, and it's prop hunt. So, in the past, they had employed huge chickens, 8-bit recreations, and even D&D style classes added just for fun. But this is going to be a classic going in it. Here we go. It's also coming to Pokemon Pokapia, because according to NintendoLife.com, there's going to be some inflatable Swoodoodoo out there, which means inflatable characters, which means you need to interact with your Pokemon. So if you answer some questions, well, you get to unlock the inflatables. Lovely, huh? Yeah, that's the wind blowing outside, if you can hear it. But there's a new island coming to the game, because IKEA is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and IKEA Island, via MyNintendoNews.com, is indeed here too. There will also be some food with decorated Pokemon from the game too. Yep, there will be. But this may not be a joke. Microsoft is celebrating 25 years, and you know that. But now Fanta is getting involved. Via IGN.com, Forza Horizon 6, Fanta Grape. Oh, they're not the only ones. Call of Duty, Fanta Orange. Diablo 4, Fanta Crimson Sour Cherry. Halo is Fanta Pineapple. Oh, and Sylvanas, World of Warcraft, is Fanta Strawberry. Go get that stuff. It's good. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.